To the untrained eye, the overgrown vacant lot on Catlian Street may seem like just that, but to the Kiksati clan, it's a significant cultural site. This plot of land is where the Kiksati clan house known as the Point House once stood. Last month, after over 20 years outside of Kiksati possession, it's been repatriated to its home clan.
So the property was passed down in Western culture via a will. It was my understanding that the house was torn down maybe in the 80s or late 70s.
Jarek Hope Lang, a Juneau-based member of the Kiksati clan, now holds the deed. Although no longer physically standing, Hope Lang says the Point House still holds immense cultural significance.
Conceptually, we all know that we refer to our people as from the Point House. So the physical structure may not exist, but we as a people do. So the concept of the house being gone, that's just a physical structure.
In Tlingit tradition, property and clan affiliation are passed through the matrilineal line, unlike in Western culture where property is passed from both parents. Because marriage usually takes place between different clan members, to keep property within the hands of the rightful clan, it can't be passed down through the nuclear family. But in the case of the Point House, that's exactly what happened. Caught in the clash between Tlingit tradition and Western property law, it was passed down patrilineally, falling outside of Kiksati possession. But this isn't an isolated event. Last year, another clan house collapsed after years in bureaucratic limbo without a caretaker, spurring Hope Lang to act.
The Coho house fell down, and I just felt like it was like a real, it was like a now or never thing for me.
Over the course of a decade, Hope Lang developed a close friendship with one of the last two living heirs of the Point House, who declined to be interviewed for this story. They discussed an exchange before, but never followed through. In July, Hope Lang decided to ask again.
She had agreed at some point that she wanted to disperse her half of the property to me. I was excited, but also nervous. I was like, I'm going to Sitka. Do you want to come with me? And she said, I'd love to go. I said, well, let's have a conversation with the attorney over there and see what this process looks like.
From Juneau, they traveled to Sitka, where conveniently the other remaining heir was located. Hope Lang says he wasn't planning on signing anything that day, but as fate would have it, both remaining heirs agreed to sign the deed. And by the end of the day, he was the new legal owner of the property.
I was just kind of in shock because I just thought we were having a conversation.
Now, he plans to have the house rebuilt as a mixed-use gathering space. He hopes the revitalization of his clan house will spark a broader conversation around repatriation.
Our clan house revitalization could be more than this project. I think it starts here with this land back concept and how we identify that as individual clans beyond our tribes and how we move forward in that and act in that. I'm excited that future Kiksati children can walk into a place and say, this is my clan house.
According to the National Center for Preservation Technology and Training, there were once 43 standing clan houses in Sitka's Indian Village District. Now, only 9 remain.
They've been kind of coming down, slowly disappearing, and they've kind of been replaced with empty lots that get used for storing fishing gear and other industrial gear. So
that's James Polson, a member of the Sitka Historic Preservation Commission. He says the proposed rebuilding of the Point House would not only be a cultural milestone, but a historical one.
It would be the first 21st century clan house built in Sitka.
One of the few remaining clan houses is the Porch House. Chuck Miller is its caretaker.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, come on in. We're in Kayashkahit. In Tlingit, it's translated as either the platform house or the porch house. Our family refers to it as the mother Coho house because it was the very first Coho clan house built when the Coho people first came about. So all the other Coho houses come from this house.
Miller's clan house is one of the only functioning clan houses left in Sitka, and therefore acts as a cultural hub for other Coho clan members.
We have meetings here still. And we have people lie in state here when they pass away underneath our family screen to show them honor and respect. That's kind of what clan houses are all about.
Unlike the Point House, the Porch House was passed down to Miller according to tradition from his maternal uncle. As he explains it, Tlingit tradition recognizes property as being collectively owned. So when Western law arrived in Sitka, entire families of 10 to 15 people would sign the deed. According to Miller, it wasn't a piece of paper, but an unwritten agreement that's kept his house within the rightful clan.
It wasn't written. It wasn't on paper that said, this is how it's going to be. It was just an unwritten thing that says, if I pass, it'll go to my spouse. My spouse will turn it over to the rightful clan, which would be my clan. That way you don't have to go through 15 people's signatures to get that permission to whatever. So we've done it that way since I've been here, since my uncle was here, since his uncle was here. So we've figured out a way around it somehow.
After 25 years as caretaker, Miller says the porch house is more than a building. It's a point of pride.
I mean, growing up for me here, I lived down the street literally, and I remember coming to this clan house when I was a very small young child and having all my family here, family functions, meetings, food, etc. Having a clan house rebuilt here would be something pretty huge, I think, and applaud the Kicksettes for wanting to get this done and taking care of it.
Hope Lang wants to see the exact same thing for the Point House. For the clan house to be rebuilt now, or at least in the lifetime of those generous enough to return it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Tosh Kimmel.